Hey freaks, it's Thursday, September 25th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, the weirdest racist porn ever. Plus, sperming in my paws hole. One news reporter is getting her EBT on. And amputated leg lighting. All this was your voicemails today on the Distorted News Show.
You fucked me while I fucking give birth to a baby!
Oh! What the fuck is going on? Who is this Michelle White? You're telling me to call her up knowing that I can't reach her.
I love vaginas.
Fuck with my ass, man.
Yeah. God, yeah, yeah. Come on.
Demented with you back for the Thursday edition of Distorted View Daily. Got a great program for you. Our good friends at Treasure Island Media finally came through with some bareback paws porn for me. So I've been very busy with that all day long. I'm getting shit done and it is messy. But I do it for you. So like I mentioned, there are three titles that I received. Sperm Bank, Viral Loads, and Fucktards. I'm currently working my way through Fucktards right now. And what I'm finding is this. Unfortunately, it's not like a lot of porn where there are made-up scenes. Not a lot of acting going on here. It's all real and raw and AIDS-y. Actually, the guys aren't even really talking about how their paws are giving paws loads or wanting to take paws loads up their boy pussy and shit. Like, I would enjoy that. But a lot of them are very quiet. It's an intimate affair being filmed for a porno. But I do have a little clip here of some of what is going on here. This guy's getting ready to blow his load in some dude's ass.
Fuck, huh? Fucking greedy fucking ass. Fucking piece of shit.
I mean, that's a pretty cool way to talk. Fucking breed your fucking ass, you fucking piece of shit. Calls him a fucking fag dag? I don't know what that means. The top guy, though, takes a sock after he blows his load inside of the dude's ass, right? Takes a sock and, like, wipes the ass clean. And I thought, well, that was very nice. Considerate, even. But then he takes a sock and jams it in the kid's throat.
Come here, bitch. Here's my fucking nut.
I've noticed there's like a lot of gangbang scenes with these movies because the guys who are getting fucked just crave cock and cum so much, one dick won't do. Now, what you're hearing is a scene where guy after guy is just blowing his load deep in the ass. What I want you to pay attention to is there's just a random cheerleader kind of doing all the talking, like, yeah, blow your load up his ass and shit like that, like, guy after guy. He helps walk him through this process, I think.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. Freedom. Freedom. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
All right, so he bred him. Now the next guy is
yeah.
Sticking his dick in.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it in there. Fuck it in there.
Now what's gross is the way the camera's positioned. Like, the camera's on the ground shooting up, and so cum is constantly dripping onto the camera. It's really gross. I hope they covered it with plastic or something. And then also, around his ass, there's some discoloration, like, most of the, you know, cum's supposed to be white, but then there's, like, some tan cum, and you know it's mixed with, you know, unmentionable things.
Yeah! Give me a load. Fuck it in, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah! Suck it, man. Oh, yeah! Yeah!
You know what I mean? He says nice complimentary things about the guy getting fucked and the guy's doing the fucking. I can appreciate that.
You want it, don't you? You want it.
Now listen to this guy come. Kind of overdoing it a bit. ass like strangling his dick or something? Like, pull it out! It's like eating the penis.
Fuck!
Like a horror movie. Oh, it's so gross. Every time a cock pulls out, cum just dribbles out from the ass onto the camera. All right, moving on. One more quasi-gay clip. Here is an Australian getting interviewed by the news at the scene of a fire. Apparently a sex shop ignited.
So tell me, when did you find out there was a fire at the shop?
Around, so it would have been about, well, long, about 40 minutes ago.
And where were you? Were you around?
I was at King's Cross, and I was speaking to the employee at the shop, and I thought he said, I can smell shit. And I go, no, I said, no shit, it's a gay back room. And he goes, no.
So he thought the guy said, oh my God, I smell shit. And this Australian guy was like, well, you know, there's a gay back room here. A lot of guys having sex. You're going to get a shit smell wafting through the air occasionally. But no, it was smoke he was smelling.
I said, you better go check that out. And before I knew it, they go, the fucking whole thing's on fire. They blocked the roads off. Oh, I couldn't even get through. I parked in the loading zone, so now I'm getting another fucking parking ticket. That's about $6,000 now, right? You know? And now it's just before Mardi Gras, man. You know? But I reckon, man, there's another place called the Pleasure Lounge, our competition. Alright, used to be a friend of ours. I reckon he did it.
Oh, so this guy thinks the competing business lit the sex shop on fire. I'm guessing this is the interview pre-edited, because there's a lot of F-words flying.
I reckon this, you know, wipe us out. What do you think? Possible?
I don't know. It's
what a quinky thing. Like, a week before Mardi Gras, let's wipe out the competition. You know?
So tell me a bit about the den.
The den is it's a retail store. Sells, you know, dildos, butt plugs, fucking anal beads.
Wait, did he? I heard him talking about butt plugs and anal beads, but did he say something about a retard school? Is that how Australia operates? You can play schools right next to sex shops? I'm loving Australia, I gotta say.
What about the den?
The den is it's a retail store.
Retard school! I'm hearing that.
You know?
So tell me a bit about the den.
The den is it's a retail store. Sells, you know, dildos, butt plugs, fucking anal beads. But the main business.
Maybe retail store. Is that what they're saying? I don't know. Either there's a sex shop that also teaches retards, or I'm just mishearing something. Maybe this sex shop employs the retards. And the little window lickers are crafting butt plugs. Like, that's the skill they're learning. It beats sorting glass.
I sort glass. That's my job. I learned the job slow. And now, I know it by heart.
He earns money. He pays taxes. He's just like you.
Yeah, just like us in every way. Hey, the Ebola pandemic is still sweeping across Africa. You'd think people on this continent would be freaking the fuck out, locking themselves in their houses or mud huts or wherever they're living, right? Staying away from people. Just don't touch people. I realize it's your custom to be all touchy-touchy, but for a while, until this Ebola thing dies down, keep it to yourself. People in Africa, though, are surprisingly laissez-faire about the whole goddamn thing. As a matter of fact, instead of cowering in fear, they're trying to figure out how to make money on this. Aspiring pop stars have even written songs. You'll hear this on the radio in Africa. It's a huge hit. It's called Ebola in Town.
Ebola, Ebola in town.
Don't touch your friend.
No touching. No eating something dangerous. Ebola, Ebola in town.
Don't touch your friend.
No kissing.
Great, because it's a catchy pop song that's airing on the radio, and it's also really informative. Reminds me of that old 80s song, Don't Put It In Your Mouth, warning children about creepy uncles.
Don't you put it in your mouth, don't you put it in your mouth, don't you stuff it in your face, don't stuff it in your face, though it might...
Fucking little cock-hungry kids, they know what they're doing.
It might look good to eat, though it might look good to eat, and it might look good to taste, and it might look good to taste. You could get sick, ick, real quick.
I'm guessing none of the porn whores of Treasure Island media videos ever heard this song as a kid. It could have saved their life. If only there was a sequel called Don't You Take It In Your Ass. All right, I've got a news blooper here for
this
you.
This morning, a live traffic report showing you the latest on the roads and rails, plus another look at your weather on the tunes. But first, here's a quick look at the results so far to our question of the day.
So, like, at this point, they're going to, like, video and they're showing stuff on the screen. And I'm guessing the news anchors and reporters think they're going to commercial, but it doesn't go to commercial. Instead, we can still hear what they're saying.
Okay, never mind.
Okay. Maybe it's just my crackling voice because I have a sore throat. Maybe that's what you're hearing. Oh, I'm getting used to this. I'm gonna bask in the ambiance.
So far, it's nothing really offensive. It's just a little technical glitch. Wait.
All right, Signorelli and the pal.
2 minutes. And Dave wants you to also mention that parents should do their fucking job and walk their little kids to school on their own and not rely on everyone else, kind of like people rely on government assistance for their entire lives.
All right, a little offensive there.
Did he just say that?
This is someone watching the news.
He actually said that. Wow. Thank you. Several seats.
Well, I actually added the part about government assistance, but it's true. I mean, how old are these kids?
I think I qualify for government assistance.
This is the black reporter who's on the scene getting ready to do her story. She's talking to the anchor in the studio.
I think I qualify for government assistance.
Just check that box, girl.
Hashtag EBT.
Finally, one channel is making the local news interesting again. Unfortunately, it was their last day on the job. Speaking of offensive, I've got a clip here. This is actually from a porno. We're going to go back to porn. My bread and butter. You know, yesterday, oh my god, on the Sideshow exclusive program, we featured just some great clips of pornography. First up, there was a girl fucking a black guy while her retarded son watched. Great scene. He was drinking Windex at one point. And then a guy sucking a big black tranny's dick. He called her a nigger, so she really fucked him hard. Well, now I'm back with what E-Fucked is calling the most racist porn scene in history.
Hey, you nigger! Fucking glue fuck!
What kind of shit is this?
We got some fried chicken, your food, fucking cool. Food fuck! You have your food fucking fuck!
What the hell is she saying here? She's stringing together a lot of words. She wants to be racist, but I don't think she knows enough English. Let me at least try to explain what's going on here. We got a couple of black guys tied up on a couch. Like they're being held captive. Meanwhile, the woman who's screaming at them is wearing a KKK hood. Otherwise, though, she's naked. She is wearing gloves. That's pretty much all you need to know.
We got some fried chicken. Your food fucking cool.
Fucking cool.
Food fuck.
Food fuck.
You have your food fucking fuck.
Food
you
fucking fuck.
You have your nigger fucking shit. Fucking biscuits. Hey, I forgot, here's a fucking drumstick. You fucking eat this shit, you piece of nigger. This is you, you fuck.
I totally want Popeyes right now, I'm not even kidding. I'm not trying to be funny or racist or anything, because, you know, black people love Popeyes, but she's showing off this fried chicken and the biscuits, and I want Popeyes.
Nigger. I'm gonna have you both fuck the shit out of me. Just like that, like I'm fucking the fish. Just like that.
Oh my god, there's a fish and she's jamming her like finger in the fish.
You're gonna fucking fuck my ass and cunt. You're gonna wreck every single fucking hole that I have. Fucking drumstick in the fucking.
It sounds like she's trying to repair race relations here. She's like, all right, you're fucking niggers, but I'm gonna let you fuck me. We good now? Now what is going on here? Well, now we're deep in the fucking here. The black guys have gotten loose. And they're making her suck their dick, and...
Hey, nigga, did you fucking my fucking ass?
She's gotta be very, very high at this point. So, these two black guys, I don't know if one of them came in her ass, or both of them came in her ass, but now she's asking for a bowl to collect the jizz.
The fucking bowl. Where's the fucking bowl, huh? Motherfuckers, where's the fucking bowl, I said, huh?
Yeah, she's squirting out.
Come on, hurry up, squirt up your ass.
She's squirting out the cum from her ass into the bowl, and the black guy's cracking eggs now over it. They're gonna make some breakfast.
Eggs in there. Come on, keep on squirting that cum out. Keep on squirting that cum out.
So, this is a bizarre recipe. I don't know what they're trying to make. Cum, eggs, some malt liquor, and now the black guy squeezing watermelon juice into the bowl.
Yeah, fish. I don't know what happened with fish.
They took my fucking catfish away.
Just random comment. She was going to add the catfish to the mix. Remember the catfish from earlier in the scene that she was fingering? It was raw. It was a raw fish. So now she's taking the bowl with the watermelon juice, the cum, the eggs, the malt liquor, and she's going to drink it.
No, all of it. Don't drink strong. Drink all. Egg and all. It's a protein drink.
Yeah.
It's good for you. Come on.
There's also, I'm noticing, some weird chunks in that concoction.
Look at that.
She's drinking it all down.
Yeah. Fucking white, nasty, trailer trash, bitch. How you like that?
Fuck. Catfish. Ah.
She is fixated on that catfish. Let it go. The catfish is gone. She just drank a bowl of fucking cum from her ass and eggs. And she's like, I want my catfish.
Catfish, give it to me.
The catfish is gone.
Catfish girl.
Yes.
Catfish gone? Oh, shit. Fucking night's fucking ruined, man. No fucking catfish for tonight. I wasted my whole entire fucking evening here in the-
This is what ruined her night? I don't- All the things that have happened to her tonight, the fact that the catfish has gone missing is what just destroyed her.
It's fucking- Fucking no, mental institution, anymore, these man. Fucking motherfucking niggers trying to fucking fuck the shit out of me, and I don't get my fucking catfish, those stupid motherfucking niggers.
This might be the single greatest clip I've ever featured on this dumb program. Can't top that. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, knocked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, help support this stupidity. Sign up right now. It's very inexpensive. It's only $6.99 a month. You can also sign up for quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, and lifetime memberships to drive that monthly cost down even further. For instance, if you sign up for a yearly, it'll only end up costing you like $5-something a month. For that small price, you get a lot of great content. Every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts for you. We did an hour of DV on Tuesday. It was an extended episode. Wednesday we did an exclusive show just for paying members. And Friday we did... Tomorrow, we're going to do an exclusive program. What's today? Where am I? Is this real life? Sign up right now. Get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus so much more. It is DV's member site at superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories now. First up, a department store in the Philippines was selling a brown T-shirt reading, "It's not rape, it's a snuggle with a struggle," with two hands forming the shape of a heart in the middle. But after the photo went viral, the product was pulled from the retailer's shelves. I'm kind of upset about that, because I wanted to purchase one. Supposedly, you can still order them online, but the link is not working. wanted to buy one and give it away as a prize on the show to one of you monsters. All right, Karen Cunowitz, who is from New Orleans, found the shirt at SM Supermall in Passé City. She shared a photo of the offensive tee on her Facebook page, and it promptly received thousands of shares and comments from friends around the world. She said she spotted it in the statement tees section. Wearing that shirt certainly is a statement. The statement is, I will rape you. What, ladies, watch out. This is like a new development. Like, you can't even say the word rape without some girl, like, starting to cry. That's a trigger. Like, calm down. All right. She said she spotted it in the statement tease section for boys. I was shaking. See, she's shaking. I was shaking. I could not take a proper photo. She promptly sent it right off to Jezebel.com. And it's insulting to women and girls, and as a mom of a soon-to-be 13-year-old, it made me want to throw up. The store released a statement on Facebook that reads, we do not tolerate such actions. The store does not support such irresponsibility and malicious acts that mock important and sensitive social issues. Store officials pulled the item from shelves and are investigating why the tee was shipped in the first place. The t-shirt sparked online rage, but it's not the first time that the sexual violence has been trivialized. I do it all the time on Distorted View. Where's all my goddamn press? I'm feeling so left out. The t-shirt sparked online rage, but it's not the first time that the sexual violence has been trivialized on a tee. Okay. Last year, a t-shirt company that sold its goods through Amazon came under fire after shirts that featured slogans such as keep calm and rape a lot and keep calm and rape them. Do you really think rapists would wear those shirts? No. They want to keep things on the DL. Also, rape sympathizers don't want to be known, so the only people wearing the shirts are people who can take a fucking joke. God damn it. All right. Also, an Etsy shop in 2013 was pulled from the site after shirts with slogans such as Autumn is perfect for date rape. And also, I'm a sensitive guy. I only rape pregnant women. Those were available on the site. Recently, students wearing shirts spelling out rape were discovered on Twitter, and their Long Island school district said it was considering disciplinary and legal action against them. Come on, man, free speech. While it's great that the store is getting to the bottom of this and why the t-shirts made it onto the shelves, the shirt can still be found online. FoulMouthShirts.com is a U.S.-based company. They sell the tee, and according to the website, it's available in more than 350 styles, sizes, and colors. Unfortunately, they pussied out and they deleted the page, so you can no longer buy that t-shirt. There are some other good ones, though, especially if you're a racist. There's a lot of racist tees. For instance, here's one that says, report racism. And there's like a little phone, and it says, call FIFOFO9774. They kind of do have some rape-related shirts left. Here's one that says, no means yes, yes means anal. Here's another shirt that reads, I'd call you a cunt, but you lack both the depth and the warmth. I kind of like that shirt. There's a picture of a woman, and it says, there's only one reason I'd fuck you on your period, so I can pretend you're dead. Those are the type of, oh, there's a gay pride flag burning. That's nice. Also, a hippie driving a car, and it reads, your hybrid is fagging up the ozone. These are all good shirts. Why aren't I selling these? These are the type of shirts Distorted Views should be selling. So there you go. That's what's happening in the world of fashion, I guess. Second story we have for you today. More outrage. This time, outrage over Fox News, which is, I guess, nothing new. On Wednesday, two of the male co-hosts of Fox News' The Five ruined their female counterparts' appreciation of one of the pilots who participated in Monday's bombing of ISIS forces in Syria. ISIS, you've been bombed by a woman, said Kimberly Guilfoyle, the first female pilot piloting for the United Arab Emirates. There she was leading the strikes, dropping the bombs on ISIS Monday night. Major Mariam al-Mansouri is who did this. I wish it was an American pilot, she continued. I'll take a woman doing this any day. I hope that hurt extra bad for ISIS because in some Arab countries, women can't even drive. It's what was said next is what is causing the uproar. I have a clip of it here.
Because in some Arab countries, women can't even drive. Her nickname, per Jennifer Griffin, Lady Liberty.
There you go.
Problem is, after she bombed it, she couldn't park it.
And we, and
Because women are bad drivers. Okay, it's kind of a bad joke, but kind of funny.
Now, did you really have to ruin my wife?
I salute her.
Would that be considered boobs on the ground or no?
What kind of salute would you salute?
This is on Fox News. I've never watched The Five, so I'm not sure exactly what type of news program this is. But I've never heard a reputable news show like this using the word boobs. Boobs on the ground. Did you hear the woman? The woman who was actually doing the little report talking about this in the middle, she's like, why did you ruin my thing? By the way, the fighter pilot, I guess Mansuri, 35, she's a squadron commander piloting an F-16 that is part of the coalition attacking ISIS. Born in Abu Dhabi, one of eight children, Mansuri was among the first women to join the UAE Air Force Academy when it finally allowed women to attend and graduate in 2008. It was my aspiration, she said. Ever since I finished high school, I wanted to learn flying because it was something that I liked in the first place. Congratulations, you reached your goal. You can kill people from the sky. Ta-da! Final story we have for you today. You remember the movie, A Christmas Story, and the father gets that great award in the mail, and it's a leg lamp? It's a lamp in the shape of a leg, right? Well, this is kind of the same thing, except it's a lamp made with a real human leg. A Dutch man turned his amputated leg into a lamp and tried to auction it off on eBay with a starting bid of $80,000, but soon he was stopped from selling the bizarre light through the site as it breached its policy. You can't sell goddamn human body parts on eBay. Your moron knows that. Although it's amputated, I mean, come on. Leo Bonten, 53, is now looking for another way to offload his former limb. He wants to use the cash he eventually generates to pay off medical debts and then set up a foundation to help other fellow amputees deal with their condition. Remember we featured that guy on Distorted View? He's from Canada. He did the same thing. He had to get his leg amputated, and then the surgeons let him keep the leg, and he didn't know what to do with it. And so he just kept it in his freezer for a while, and then I think he was planning to turn it into a cane and use the foot part as the handle of the cane. I'll have to check up on that guy, see whatever happened to him. Botten's right leg was surgically removed in June 2014 after he developed a serious infection following a kiddie pool accident. What? What type of kiddie pool accident results in amputation? It saw him shatter several bones 2 years earlier. What? Bacteria targeted his knee joint and ate away at his bone, leaving him with a dead, stiff limb that needed to be amputated. When discussing the upcoming operation with doctors, he says he had a flash of inspiration to turn his soon-to-be lopped-off limb into a lamp. Medics initially dismissed his idea, saying the hospital was responsible for the disposal of the leg and it would be incinerated. But Botten fought the decision and was eventually granted the go-ahead to keep it. My leg is my property. People keep kidney stones in a jar on the mantelpieces. What? Really? People do that? Ashes of dead people are included in tattoos. That's a thing, too? I'm going to make a lamp of my leg. Pathologist Frank Van de Goot preserved the limb following the surgery. Lighting designer Willem Schapperkotter turned it into a lamp by fixing it in formaldehyde inside a large cylindrical container. Botten was very nervous to see the lamp for the first time. It's his baby. But he said it was now helping him deal with the loss. I know I'll never run again, but the fact I still have the leg helps me deal with the loss. You're trying to sell it. You're trying to get rid of it. He'd be okay with not being able to run again if he got $80,000 for that fucking thing. Particularly if I can sell it and use the money to buy a bionic leg. So that is his ultimate goal. Good luck with that. Kickstarter. Do it. All you need is one backer. Pledge $80,000, you get my fucking frozen lamp leg. There you go, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, if you're new to the program, call in and say hi to me. 206-666-4463. You can also email me, show@distortedview.com. And we have a physical address, P.O. Box 4051, Dublin, Ohio, 43016. All that information is on our show notes on our website at distortedview.com.
Oh, Tim.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm gonna try.
Yeah. That's a new one I learned yesterday from watching all that porn. Girls going like that. Yeah. Fuck my breath. Fuck my titties.
Treat you like a pretty boy.
Yeah, all right, thank you, whatever.
Hey, Tim, it's Brendan from New York. I thought I would recommend an anime to you. It was actually one of the first animes that I enjoyed, because I usually don't like animes, but this one's called Bokusatsu Tenshi Dokuro-chan.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let me write that down. Dokuro-chan. How the fuck would I ever look that up? I'm not going to be able to spell that.
About an angel that comes back from the future, to kill a 13-year-old boy who, in the future, makes a machine that causes all women to stop aging because he's a pedophile in the future. And, yeah.
It's like a sex offender version of the Terminator. Let's go back in time.
Hey, what's up, Timmy Boo? Yeah, this whatever. Is Can of Butter over here from Southern Cali. I just finished listening to your September 8th show where you had the fat guy get run over by the lady or something like that. On the drive home, they started talking about it on my local talk radio station. It happens right here a few cities away. There's an interview with this fat guy. Just thought you might like to know. Throw it up on the show. Love the show, Timmy.
This is another example of someone referring to something that I don't remember talking about.
Hey, Tim. The other show, maybe like a week or so ago, you were saying that how retards love professional wrestling.
Yeah.
But it's actually something I'm guiltily into. And
It's not that only retards watch wrestling, although I do question your intellect if you are a wrestling fan. No, I'm just saying, like, it's something that I've noticed about retards. They love wrestling. But, you know, there are some non-retards who love wrestling, too. I'm putting you in that camp, I guess.
Actually, something I'm guiltily into. And I went to a live show yesterday, and, yeah, it was like the fucking Special Olympics with all of the fucking downed people that
you're in good company
were around me. It was kind of weird, but awesome at the same time. So, just letting you know, you're right for once.
I'm always right. What are you talking about? When have I ever been wrong? Don't look into that.
Hey, Tim, this is Rat Girl.
Hi, Rat Girl.
I'm wondering, did you tell your doctor that you took that Xantrek 300 heart-exploding diet pill medication?
I didn't mention it, and the only reason I didn't mention it is because I stopped using it a long time ago. Maybe I should mention it, though. Maybe it did some damage. You know, some long-lasting damage. Maybe there's, like, a lawsuit I could be a part of. Timmy Henson might be a millionaire. Maybe I will mention it to the doctor. But what happened was, so I had stopped using it probably, like, at least six months prior to what was happening. So I don't think it was related, but, you know, I don't know.
Or if that could be the cause of your problem.
Well, obviously, I'm not taking anything that would do that now.
Either way, the doctor visit description was hysterical, so keep that out.
Yeah. Well, I just went to another doctor. I have doctor's appointments. I'm like an old person. You know, you talk to your grandma or, an older relative, and it's like they're always going to the doctor. Every week I have appointments. So I was at the cardiologist. Then I had to do my stress test. Then I went to my sleep doctor today. Or no, yesterday. It was yesterday. And that was a total waste of time. Because, you know, the whole idea with this sleep doctor is I'm going to go in and take one of these sleep studies where they hook me up to a machine or have a bunch of wires sticking in me. And they monitor me as I sleep to see if I have sleep apnea. But I had to meet with this doctor at 8 in the morning and there was no point. It was like just a grab for $50. That's how much my copay was. And I was like, why am I here? And she's just like, I just want to meet with you and talk to you about, you know, if you have sleep apnea, I have some questions for you. And it was like pointless. Absolutely. She was very nice, but it was ridiculous. So I had to go to this appointment just so I could get scheduled for the actual sleep test. And my sleep test is not until fucking November. No one seems to be that concerned with my health. I'm not high on anyone's priority list. You know, like, I nearly died at the beginning of May. And I'm still not getting tested for the things I need to be tested for. So, yeah, I just had my stress test where I'm on a treadmill last week. Fucking 5-6 months later after I had this heart issue. So whatever. So this is towards the end of November. That's for the first sleep test. And then, I guess if it's inconclusive, then I have to go back a second time a month later, like a week before Christmas. It's all fucking bullshit. And then I gotta go back to my general practitioner doctor, my regular doctor, next week on Monday. For what? I don't fucking know. Just to catch up. We're gonna have coffee. We're like best friends now. Except I'm paying to be friends with them. I mean, you get to fuck her. It's not like she's a prostitute or something. She's kind of a prostitute. So that's my health update for you. But, they switched my drugs. I'm now officially on a beta blocker. So I'm sure all you know-it-alls will be emailing me, telling me either that was a good move or I'm going to die because I'm on this. I'm on something called Metoprol. I don't know what I'm on. I just take whatever they give me. This is the one that might cause boner issues for a while, but as of today, I'm still rock hard. So, got that going for me. I'll keep you posted. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God.
Do you like fresh catfish?
They took my fucking catfish away.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. It takes just a second. If you're not Sideshow members, that'll do it for Distorted View this week. I will be back on Monday to start a new week of programs. I urge you all to sign up for the Sideshow so you can check out tomorrow's episode. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
To the freaks, I can't get enough. So the world